Oh God, you living God. Oh God. Oh God, you just, you just, oh God. Oh God, 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 God. Oh God, God, God. Oh God, God, God. Oh God, God. You are just God. You are just God. You are righteous. Oh yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Justice, oh God. Justice, oh God. Oh, your judgment. Your judgment, oh God. Your judgment, oh God. Your judgment, oh God. Your law. Your law, oh God. Your commandment. Your commandment, oh God. Your commandment, oh God. Your commandment, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God. For you're worthy, oh God. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. New birthday. Oh, oh God. That birthday. Oh.
So many things to talk about. The only problem is you can't find the hearers. We get older with ammunition to talk. And you are. Well, then this can't be nothing about this case. Have they not heard? There was a question asked, and Paul said, yeah, they heard. Very, felt the heart. What happened, Paul? I just didn't have too many who listened to what they heard.
Praise your name,
O
God. Thou word, your Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Also, Paul used another phrase one time.
Hallelujah.
Which I have to deal with, and everybody in this place really has to deal with it.
Hallelujah.
He said, lest I be exalted.
Hallelujah.
To the abundance of revelation. There was given unto me.
Hallelujah.
Hit it up there, though. Yeah, but only one or two of you. Only one or two of you that recognize it. Where did you get that from? And the only reason I talk like that to you people is because I got a world out here of people who hear just a little bit. So they got to know what they're hearing.
Hallelujah.
And
Lord.
The spirit that we send out from here.
Oh, God.
I tried to tell you, but you just don't believe me.
Oh,
you really don't believe me. And that's the problem today. That's our problem in the Christian church. God says, I have a controversy with
yes.
my people. What is that?
Yes.
They won't believe.
Oh God. Oh God.
Now disagree with me on that again. Like you always do. Because you don't like my application. The only problem that God has on this earth is with his people.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
He waited 100 years for Noah. Not for the rest of the world. I explained that to you.
Yes,
I did.
Yes.
The long suffering of God.
Hallelujah.
Waiting for Noah to prepare
yes,
the
ark. Glory.
Well, God's long suffering now. Here in the end of the world.
Yes.
Waiting for his people to prepare for his coming.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Hard to believe that millions of people, trillions of people, whoever. I believe the story of Noah and the ark over there on Mount Ararat, where it was supposed to be done. And debate if you want to, I don't care. Over there on the mount, okay? See, I got even, if I don't say that right, somebody's going to kick back at me. If I mispronounce it, they're going to kick back at me. If I, superimpose another name which would still cover what I'm saying.
Amen.
They're going to kick back at me. Because they don't believe.
Amen. Have your way.
The resistance is because of unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
And no matter what you say to this generation, see, we're supposed to be the people here who strive to believe, to make an effort to believe. We are supposed to, in the spiritual realm. God's a spirit. So he's all over the earth right now. You peanut brains. Why don't you believe with your heart? Are you trying to believe with your head? You got to have a vision from the heart. But your little vision only concerns you, doesn't it? Just me. And boy, I tell you, you're so big, can't even see you. You're so loud, can't even hear you. Sometimes when I'm talking like this, I say to myself, I wonder when I say these things, and the people sit out there and they agree with me, I'm telling the truth, why does it invoke fear in your heart? How do you just harden up? And you're telling the truth right there, but see, and if somehow you don't find a way to find the fear of God, you're not going to make it into the kingdom. And somewhere you're not getting, you ain't got too much more time to do it either. Come on, children. Hearken unto me. And I will teach you.
Yes.
What makes you talk like this, Brother Jerry? Aren't you tired of it? Yes, sir. To the people. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Filled with it. Questions, uncertainties, insecurities. You should not have none of them.
Amen. Amen.
None of them.
Amen.
You've been told that the foundation of God stands sure, that the Lord knows them that are His, and you've been told who you are.
Amen.
I still have called you. God should. The foundation of God stands sure. And I stand on that foundation. And when the whole building came down, I went right to the foundation. Because it's on that foundation that I even stand. Come on. Wow. There's so many things to talk about. First of all, I try to say it time and time again. When I come into this tabernacle, you don't realize, as I mentioned yesterday in the dining hall, ain't none of these brothers jumping at the bit to preach.
Oh, bless you.
What are you guys are fired up this morning to talk to this whole world? To give them something that's really meaningful, not just the running of your mouth.
Hallelujah.
I mean, something that they really, in this trying hour of a famine, I mean, not a word from you, but a word from the Lord. Before I came out of the, again, before, I've been in the radio room all morning, but before I came out, I had the Spirit of God talk to me again. Oh, I'm sorry. Will you all forgive me? Should I keep telling you people that God talked to me? And then when I tell you what he said, you said, nah, I didn't hear it. Well, that's why God talked to me.
Amen.
So I can say it so you hear it.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Paul. Now, I'm going to do this at my own peril. Because, you see, when I pick out the main men in the Bible that God used, you know what I consider them.
Hallelujah.
Please. Please! You're not sure?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Wow. Still sit right there. When you pick out a named man who God used in the church,
Yes.
Amen.
Son of man.
Or don't you know what a son of man is?
Amen. Yes.
You don't know, huh? Even though you've been told, have they not heard? Sure they've heard.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Wow, how that one upset Kirk. Kirk just isn't like that. But when I held him to the same responsibility, I said, Kirk, when you're sent somewhere, you're a son of man. Hey, how about, what about you? Are you being sent to the world today? Then you're sons of men. Yeah, you got a message. You confirm the message. You're doing what you're doing because you got a special message for this generation, for your family, for your kinfolk, for your races, for the world. You testify. Jesus Christ is coming again.
Jesus.
Maybe you don't feel the weight of that on you. That God actually picked you out.
Hallelujah.
Through tribulation. To stand the test of sin.
Hallelujah.
To hold fast to the profession of your faith.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The truth about you, but the truth about him.
Yes.
Get hell with you.
Hallelujah.
The whole man is gone. Don't mean nothing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's too much for you, huh? That iniquity.
Yes.
That iniquity. That iniquity. Now, I want to read something here. I pray God, please don't let me get sidetracked. Don't let these damn people sit here with their acting. Hey, shut them out, God. Shut them out.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Turn the dial, you devils.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
See, none of you people understand the crisis time we're in.
Amen.
That's why you said they're so nauseous.
Yes.
Your soul is in jeopardy now.
Yes.
Not an hour from now.
Yes, Lord. Right now.
The last one's already gone.
Hallelujah.
And God was long suffering. Oh, but you thought you were doing good. I'll go to the tabernacle. Yeah, what did you come for?
That's right.
What did you come out here to see? You think God's ever going to let you off the hook on that?
No.
I'm going to read some scriptures here because I got a whole lot. See, I tried to tell you people. No, God help me. I'm not trying, God. I am telling you. They got to me to the point that I said, well, I'm trying to tell you. No, I am telling you. There's no trying in it. I said I am telling you. Maybe you're not hearing, but I am telling you. That's the controversy God had. You know what the controversy God had with Israel? They just wouldn't believe it. That Jesus Christ was there. Here he was. When they finally came to pick him, I said, you guys, I was in the temple, you guys. I stood up right in book here. How can you take me there? Why are you taking me now?
All right.
You know, they don't know it. They don't know the scriptures. Yeah. You got it in the book. Yeah. You know, in the garden when he came to find the kingdom. Hello? Hello? I'm sure you people know that, right? Yeah, he looked at him and said, you come over here and do this now? Embarrass me? You humiliate me? You want to get credit for dragging me before the high priest? See, I was in the temple all the time.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you take me there?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Son of man.
Yes.
No. Most people don't buy that. You know that, don't you? There's very few here that fully are persuaded that that's the way God does things. Son of man. In the book that we call the book of restoration, Ezekiel, that's the one place where he called him son of man more than the entire of the book. Son of man. It was in that book that I was standing at victory one day, all by myself. Oh, now they go, tell us, let me see, did Brother tell us something about that? Did he ever do that? I wonder what he told me. Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Glory.
What a year. What the stain coming out of your eyes?
Well, Brother Ted, you can't expect us to remember everything.
We get the Holy Ghost inside of you. And the Spirit of God speaks. Even though you don't remember, He'll bring it to your remembrance. You want to say how close He brings it to my remembrance? I was up there at Victory. I was broadcasting live. I had a little thing how to go into the tabernacle and set it up and plug it in, call down here and put me on the air. That's a couple years ago.
Amen.
Oh, really, Roger? Really? I walked in. I had a little table sitting over here. And I was going through the same dilemma I go through every time I stand before you. What am I going to say now? I said everything I know to say. What else can I say? I mean, what can I preach to these people now?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Well, you can see, I got to do a lot of preaching to you for, because you don't remember what I preached to you. You don't remember. You don't put no real significance on it. See, but I'll show you how the Holy Ghost preached to my remembrance.
Praise God.
I was sitting over here, had the little thing hooking up the telephone, had the mic up there, and I was getting ready to call down here. I think of Mark. I think it was Mark who was on the board at that time. Dad put me into the board. I had a call down and say, put me on the air. And they had to flip through button and put me on the air. Why don't I pled with you people. I pled with you. You're going to keep on agitating me with this damn spirit on you. I'm going to throw you out of this place.
I can't
be demeaned anymore by this. So if I throw you out, that's not going to make you hate me or love me anymore. If you don't take my words for it, you better start making, because we're going to clean this house up. Yes, we are. Yes, sir. And you better get rid of it. You better say, Lord, it's me. Help me, God. I mean, it better be a clean inspiration. He put them out. Don't tell me Christ won't do it.
Yes, He will.
Put them out. I was talking about that yesterday, about that last 45 days. See, by the time we get there, all you doubters, all you rebellious ones, you ain't going to be there. The tribulation period will take care of you real quick. Real quick. And God prepares the church for that last 45 days, and Satan won't have nothing on him. He won't prevail. So you can mark it down. You're going to be tried to the limit, brother. And you're going to be tried on one thing. Faith!
Hallelujah.
The reason why God's trying your faith, because if faith doesn't work, you're not in the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now,
wonderful Jesus.
Yes.
Titus chapter 1. That was one that I got just as I walked out, and I had to really run over and look at for it. Paul. See, I had to stop there because I put Paul up here. But I can honestly put Brother Stair up there. I really can. When you read about Jeremiah, you put Brother Stair in there. When you read about Ezekiel, son of man, you put Brother Stair in there. Now here I go again. See, here I get in trouble. See, but all you sons of men out there, you think we're all equal, but we're really not. We're really not, and yet we're all equal. We are. Wherever God gives to us, it's sufficient. You fill that up, then you're equal. Your cup might take more, you might take less, but you fill it with, if you take more, she takes less, and you fill it up, which one's full? Look. Be filled with the Spirit, huh? How about the little child's iniquity and the big man's iniquity? Which one's full? Huh? See how stupid you are, how you can't, how you sit there, wait, give it, make your whole, Well, an inquiry comes in before you know.
Yes, Lord.
Look at right in the little children already. Look.
Yes, Lord.
Look at Nick. Lord, look at it, you.
Amen.
My God, it's staring where it falls out of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
So I'm going to try to go back and read again. You read about Paul, you read about any one of the sons of men that God used from beginning to the end. He now compiles them all in the last Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
The last Son of Man depends on everything that happened to those other sons of men. Every one of them. And you are the last part of God's church that began in the garden. It began in the garden with Adam and Eve. He did save Adam and Eve, you know. Yeah, he did. Yes, sir. They weren't holy in sin 30 minutes and God took care of them. Just like that. Just like that. Took care of them. Just like that. And all they do was just take a piece of fruit or whatever. That's all they did. Is that all they did, huh? They disdained the word of God.
Amen.
That's all they did. No adultery there. No murder. No crime. No gluttony. That's all they did. Just disobeyed the simple word of God. Don't touch that tree. Just leave it alone. You stop touching your iniquity. You better leave it alone. Stop seeking it. See, you don't like my presentation. You want to come out with all your little old phraseology, huh? So Paul here, I'm going to put Brother Stair in here, okay? Brother Stair, a servant of God.
Hallelujah.
An apostle and a prophet. Now the reason I have to insert prophet, because there are no more apostles.
Amen.
And the reason why there are no more apostles, because when Jesus picked them, and I told you this, I have, by the way, Victory. I was sitting over here,
hallelujah,
and I said, Lord, what do I preach? He said, open up. Opened up. And Ezekiel was sitting there. And he said, God, Father, they keep asking for a sign.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jesus.
Will you please tell me what part of the Word of God will light up your eyes?
Bless you, Jesus.
Will you please tell me what little word in that scripture would perk you up?
Glory, Jesus.
Then you don't act like you're being bored by hearing something.
My Lord, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh. Bless you.
This is a hardened generation, God.
Hallelujah.
This is a hardened. My brother came over today and showed me a little baby, and I just looked at it. And I did what I was supposed to do. Start. I wasn't excited about it. I had to watch some of your old mamas. Ooh. Just the other day I told you what you ought to do when a child's born. Just the other day I told you. Just the other day I told you. Now you damn hard heads. You don't rejoice when a baby's born. Not in this world. You know what kind of life they got ahead of them with that little one?
Amen.
Because we don't believe that this is the time when God said, woe be unto them.
Oh,
woe! Hold it no more!
Amen.
What a thing is going to happen in this tribulation period when they start coming after your kids. See, we're being protected by the sovereign will of God already. But they haven't come out and checked on ours. Can you people, why don't you see this?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All you little boys are so discontent with the way you're living around here. All they got to do is say, do you like it here? Well, my daddy whooped me. Amen. And you're gone.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
They don't believe me. They just won't believe me. Paul the apostle. Now, I'm not an apostle. You understand that? There are no apostles. And for you people that's listening to me, I hear from apostles every week, even women apostles and women bishops. What a generation that just flat out takes the word of God and just throws it right out the door.
Yes, sir. Oh, God.
Until that spirit's got so strong that even most of us don't take heed to every word.
Jesus. Oh, God.
The Lord showed me that a long time ago about apostles. Apostles take a prophet to identify. Because it's a secret. So it took Jesus as a prophet. And I also explained that to you. He was a chief apostle. As a chief apostle, he is able to exercise at any given time with the wisdom of God any gift. The prophet, pastor, teacher, governments, helps. That Spirit of Jesus Christ is able to manifest itself among men. Because if you are a teacher, if you are a prophet, if you are just a helper, it's the Spirit of Christ that is being manifested to you. He gave you that calling as a gift. Wow. Look at the calling he gave you to be a saint. He gave you the gift of faith. My God. That's not of yourself. That's not of yourself. Do you believe you're a child of God? That's the Spirit of God inside of you. Never was there a woman ever ordained apostle, never, or bishop. I'll explain that to you. I told you how Jesus prayed all night long and then came off the mountain and then started to pick out the apostles by name. I wonder if he knew what he was doing.
Oh, yes.
How could he know what he's doing? He picked Judas Iscariot. I wish there was a way I could dramatize that for you. Prayed all night, and the disciples at the foot of the mountain waiting for him. Finally comes down and walks him. There's a couple hundred people out there. Many have been called. He's up there. We see Jesus of Nazareth. He's up there praying. We don't want to disturb him right now, but he'll be down in a minute. So the whole crowd gathers around, you know, and down up the mountain he comes. I don't even believe he was 6 feet tall. I believe he's sort of a 5'7", 5'8". I don't think he had a great, gigantic, Herculean body. No, at all. I don't care what you're... Oh, look at my... I don't believe he presented himself as Atlas of the world. He took on sinful and weak flesh. Sure, you're going to come out and show his muscles. God. I'm trying to give you a picture here, because it comes down, and there's many out there, and they're all just like you. Huh? And then he sits down and he hollers, "Matthew, come here. Bartholomew, can you see him do that?" "How would you like it if I picked there tonight?" I say, "Well, I do, don't I?" Sometimes your old pastor will say, "I wonder why they don't pick me." Huh? I'm not Timothy or Al. Merlin. How come they don't holler at me? Sister Williams used to say that to me sometimes. But I'll never pick Sister Williams out. Hardly ever. The one that she says, "Look there! You pick everybody! You pick them out and tell them what they need, but you don't pick me out!" And Sister Williams, I'm so sure you're standing with God. I'm trying to pick out these that are weak and remind them of their calling and strengthen them up here. I'm trying to show you how the severity of this thing. See, Jesus is now operating out of revelation. You understand? You see that great crowd? He looks around and picks that one out. I wonder what happened when his eyes fell on Judas. And you'd be, I wonder why. Everybody knew about Judas. He was a scoundrel from the beginning, you know. He wasn't a fine-looking guy.
Oh, God.
He's one of those undercover boys.
Hallelujah.
And then he stopped. Quit pick 12, no more. From that point on, he began to speak diligently to those 12. They were the ones he was teaching, so they could teach others.
Yes.
Now to explain that to you, see, out of that multitude of people, the 12 were a secret.
Hallelujah.
No man didn't even know what Jesus was going to do. Had no idea was going anything like that going to happen. He didn't say you're going to be apostles. He didn't say nothing. He just called those 12 out and said, "Now you follow me." And if you understand what those fellows did, that multitude of people did not follow him like those apostles. When the Bible talks about they left all alone, he's talking about them apostles. When he's talking about them, they all forsook him and fled, he was talking about them apostles. They were the focal point. The foundation of God standing sure, built upon the apostles, the prophets and the apostles.
Yes.
That still stands. You can read all you want to about some of the other preachers, like even Luke, but they still understand what the apostles' doctrine.
Hallelujah.
Apostles were used to establish the church on a sound foundation. And they knew who God's people were. The foundation, they knew. When Paul would go to a place, he would find who God's people were. God would draw him, he would discern. He would know. Don't think Paul went to major cities and had great crowds of people. No, he preached sometimes in a public square, but his manifold ministry was to just a house full of people. 15, 20, sometimes less than that. Come on. He just said, "Look you out. Look them out. Find them. Search them."
Praise God.
Oh.
But you see, Jesus, as a prophet, was able to receive the secret of God of those that were preordained. Because remember, he did not have that knowledge at that time.
Yes, Lord.
True.
He did not know.
Amen.
He did not know them that were gods, because it was a secret.
Right. Yes.
So he had to seek.
Amen.
Yes.
I come to seek.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I know they're here.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Why are you people kicking out me again?
Yes, Lord.
What am I saying that's so hard for your mind to grasp? Jesus didn't know
Amen.
Come on.
Yes,
yes. He has to depend fully on the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's true.
Anything he knew, he had to get it from God.
Yes.
The right and the wrong, the good and the evil.
Yes.
Amen.
That wasn't naturally born in him.
No.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes.
I've used the scripture for you many times. He has to learn obedience. Could you imagine him walking down the road and beggars on both sides, and his humanity would want to help them all, but he knew he couldn't. And then God would say, that one over there. So he stopped, picked that one out of a whole bunch, and helped us to one. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Huh? Did that endear him to the rest of the folk? What's he doing? This is the way God works. He picks that one out and that one out. That's what the whole world's saying about you, you know. What's God doing? He picks this bunch out. Oh, this guy, that old Yargy stuff. What's he doing? He said, now they were picked before they were born. All I knew. Reveal to you that belong to God.
Hallelujah.
You think maybe you treat them a little bit different? You think maybe if you know that God actually picked them out?
Amen.
I don't pick you out, fuss at you because you're Paul. To hell with Paul.
Amen.
It took me a long time to find out that God was dealing with you, and I wish he'd just left you alone, man. Not make me deal with you, but he put you on to be sure I'm going to deal with you. To hell with you. If you don't like it, just that's tough luck. That's just tough luck. Well, it ain't luck at all. It's God's choice.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord knows them that are his.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Jesus.
And you don't want God to tell me. Tell them to depart, because I don't know them. Because if you keep on in your own belief, God don't know you. He don't know anybody who don't believe in him. He don't know you. He knows believers. He knows faith.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Boy, there's so much, God. I don't know if I can get to it. All this stuff you give me in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the faith of God elect, God's elect, the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, and there's a word that causes a lot of trouble. Godliness, who afterwards should live on godly. I'll try to get to that too. See? Because we have allowed Satan to distort this preaching of what godliness is. We always, somehow, he's always been able to put that thing on based on how we live, what we do, and that's not godliness. You can live as holy as you think you are, and you will not be godly. And you can be a wretched sinner and acknowledge your sin, and it will be godly. Trying to be God ourselves and let God be God. Somehow that same boy in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised. Are proud, are know-it-all. Thank there anything I can do, God, to smite conviction to these people?
Hallelujah.
I know I can't do it as a man because I can use my manhood against me.
Oh, God.
My God, in the times manifested, but God in due times manifests his word through preaching, which is committed unto me. Wow, who is this guy? Who is this Paul? Who is this servant of God?
Glory.
Mike, you hear what he's saying? Who is this R.G. Stan? Who do you think he is? Where's he come from? How dare he talk to me like that?
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the times manifest his word through preaching, which is committed unto me.
Hallelujah.
According to the command of God our Savior. To Titus, mine own son after the common faith. Grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause I left thee in Crete, Titus, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting. Proper order, proper place, and you're kicking me, God. I know, and I'm reading right out of the book.
All
right. I'm sitting. I'm reading right out of the book.
Hallelujah.
Things that are wanting, and ordained elders in every city as I appointed thee. Why you? Are you taking too much on yourself, boy?
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
He goes on down talking about bishops and stuff like that.
Thank you, God.
Then he says this, and this is the verse that really hit me again. Now, mind you, this is being written to the Church of Jesus Christ,
yes,
then and now.
Hallelujah.
It's not talking about the world.
Oh.
For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Ooh, Paul, you ain't going to endear yourself to too many people. For there are many unruly and vain talkers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And deceivers. Especially they of the so-called church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Boy, you look around at the so-called church in America. And that's what you got. Vain talkers. Deceivers. Deceitful workers. And they speak evil of dignity, the one that God has honored to speak the truth. They come against you. Whose mouths must be stopped. Who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they might not for filthy lucre's sake. Now you tell me. You tell me. You come on, you peanut brains. Come on, you this house right here. You sit right here. And I can tell you, you just try. I marvel at that. Filthy lucre hasn't got a hold of me. Yesterday I was trying to get my email to work right because I wasn't getting some messages I wanted. You heard me talk about it. And I couldn't seem to get through to Walter. And Walter is the man that God's used for years to help me to broadcast to the world.
Praise the Lord.
It just doesn't impress you people. It doesn't matter how I tell you what God has done, far above the ability of a man. Walter is now the head man. That whole situation has changed over there. And Walter now, instead of just controlling 12 transmitters, he controls over 100 of them. Anywhere from 50,000 watts to 500,000 watts, or even 1,000 watts. See, that doesn't impress you, folks. He's dealing with a multi-million dollar business. I couldn't get through to him. Because I found out the other day that God has placed in our hands a lot of money. But not to provide a living for you, because you don't need no living provided for you. Your living is already provided for you. Isn't it amazing that you're actually brought to a land of plenty where it still takes faith for you to live? Isn't that so? Isn't that so? It takes faith. Come on, folks. You don't realize how you're in the land of plenty, but it still takes faith to live like this. Yes, it does. It takes faith. We should learn how to live with and live without. But we're not doing too well, so God's got to tighten the screws down a little bit more. Because he's talking to people that were foreordained to eternal life before the foundation of the world. God did that. Like God chose me. How do you like you? Now that's not the one that God, that's the one God gave me as I walked out the door. One of them sells, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. That's an interesting statement, slow bellies. Why? Because out of your belly it should flow. And if your belly's kind of slow, ain't too much spirit flowing out of you, is it? Slow bellies. Yeah, you got to be a child of God, you have to have the Spirit of God. You may not be filled with it. You may not even be walking it. But you have to be a child of God. You, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, then you're none of His. But you are His. You are His. So you have to have the Spirit of God in you. The Spirit of God is being cramped and being forced out of being overruled by our sinful, wicked, fleshly nature. Because most people don't know how to walk in the Spirit. They're overcome by their flesh. And that's why you folk can't picture me, because you say, Brother Jim, we know how sinful your flesh is. So do I! But I walk in the Spirit that says, greater is He that's in me than hell and death. Yet. You ain't seen nothing in this final test of time as God takes out of His kingdom all things that are fake. The tribulation period is designed to pure. In fact, I got a scripture back me up on that if I get around to it. This witness is true. What witness? One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the creations are all liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Yeah. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply. Yes. That they may be sound in the faith. I don't care about how good work you do. I don't care about your good deeds. How's your faith today? How's your faith in the midst of all your fleshly failures and human indignities and disgusting attitudes? How is your faith? The life that I now live in is blessed. Hallelujah. You people listening to me out there, you better wake up.
Amen.
You better somehow ask God to forgive you for giving heed to Jewish fables.
Yes, Lord.
And commandments of men.
Yes.
That turn from the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. He's not talking about the Democrats. He's talking about among us. They profess that they know God. But in works, they deny him, being abominable and disobedient.
Amen.
And unto every good work a reprobate. I just don't see what God's doing. I don't understand how he does it like that.
Oh,
a mind that's void of truth.
Amen.
A reprobate mind.
Yes, Lord.
Who does not how to use judgment. Who doesn't know what judgment is all about?
Oh, yes. Oh,
let's quote the scripture about judgment. That's not the one I'm looking for.
Hallelujah.
There we are.
All right.
What?
A wise man
discerns both time and judgment. That's the purpose for judgment. To give an understanding of time.
Amen.
So don't judge anything before
time.
Now to kick it at me again.
Amen.
That is the intent for judgment.
Yes, Lord.
When Jesus came into the world, he came into the world for judgment.
Amen.
It was time now to choose who you're going to serve.
Amen.
It's time now, you Jews, you Israelites,
Amen.
Here's the Christ. Which one are you going to choose? Who? What do you choose, Barabbas?
Yeah.
Or Jesus? It's time.
Yes.
Time of judgment.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was time.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What are you going to kick? How do you say that in prayer, God? Please tell me. I wish I knew how. Maybe I ought to go back to any little Bible school. Wise man discerns both time and judgment. In other words, time for the final judgment.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord knows them that are his.
Yes, he do.
The wise man will come to know that, and they will get their vessel full and hold out faithful. See, your vessel's here. You're not filled with the Spirit. You're still too full of your iniquity. And your sins are your emotions. And you make judgments based on that, and that's no good. But foolish and unlearned questions, that's an interesting statement, huh? Now, I got this from Gino, because Gino was asking me an unlearned question. I mean, he's a teacher, oh, June. He's a teacher. I should be asking him. But he asked me an unlearned question today. Now they all get quiet. Now it'd have been all right for him to mention Gino, wouldn't you? Because I mentioned somebody.
Glory.
I'd get in trouble. If I identify you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Then I'd get in trouble. That's right. Go get him, Brother Starr. No, I'm trying to get the ones that's already got.
Hallelujah.
I ain't worried about the ones they got.
Thank
God. Now, Gino asked an unlearned question. Now, this is what God gave me a whole bunch of, but I got interfered with before I get to that. I'll give you the question in a minute, all right? Of course, you'll probably miss it. Because most of the time when I say something, you sit there, you get a smile on your face. And then I ask you 5 years later what I said, you don't get it. this particular scripture came to me when I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, many years ago, just like God told me up there, Pastor Wright, Pastor Vicki, when I had that scripture, he said, you tell, from this point on, you tell them you're the sign.
Amen.
And I did it just like that.
Amen.
And ever since that time, I kept having the question, how could he be the sign? We know that, of course, most folk, in order to do away with him being the sign, they'll say there is no sign. That way they don't have to deal about whether the sign or not, do they? Don't they, huh? Especially you folk, huh? How can we be the sign? Well, we are.
Hallelujah.
We are the sign. I'm the big old turning beacon up here, and you're the beams. Yeah, your faith is being spoken of throughout the whole. Your faith that God gave you is being spoken of throughout the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Lord.
Now long for the day when you folk get to the point that I can bring it down here and let you testify one more time of assurance of it, that you won't flop out after you testify.
Bless you, Jesus.
You think I'm going to flop out after I declare to you that this is the voice of the last day prophet? That I am. I got to deal with it now. There's no, you can't get away from it. I'm the sign. God told you, tell me you're the sign. Well, that's, here I am. See, I hate to do it because I want to get kicked back. Despised and rejected of men. But I still remember when the man asked me the question out there about baptism, and I just kept, you know, going around the bush, as he called it. And he said to me, why don't you answer my question? Well, his question was, how do you baptize? And I told him, right. How have you been saved? Right. If you're saved at all, it had to be God's righteousness, not yours, huh? What did you do to get saved? Your righteousness? How do you get saved? Not by any works of righteousness now. How do you get saved, huh? See, now when I look at you and see so many unrighteous things, I want to challenge the righteousness of God, don't I? Don't I? Don't I? Huh? Because if you don't get saved according to my righteousness or my standard, oh, there we are again. See, going about trying to establish our own righteousness, not submitting to the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You are saved? Why, every time I look at you, you don't look saved to me. You don't measure up to my standard of salvation. Neither do you, neither do me. I don't go around trying to establish my own righteousness. An unlearned question. He finally asked me, why are you avoiding it? I said, I'm not avoiding it. I'm just not answering the way you want to be answered. I said, because I've been through this before. Yeah, just like I've met you before, people. Every question people have thrown at me, I've had them thrown at me. And you can't answer everybody the same way because nobody's going to take your answers. He's going to say it that way? He's going
to
say it that way?
Thank you,
Bob. And I tried to tell you what happened by that time. I'd been baptized at least 7 or 8 times, trying to please everybody. That's my problem here. I'm trying to be acceptable to you people, but I can't please you. And so I get in trouble.
That's right.
I can't please you. Huh? Did you bring your clothes today? Good. Did you bring them last week too? Last week. You going with it today? You ready to get it? All right, we'll get you. Well, you big fellas now. I'm going to need some big men. But Timothy, we got to baptize some today, all right? You're going to need a big man to help you, though. Can we baptize today? Huh? Water's still wet, isn't it? Well, you don't necessarily have to do it. He can dip you around and help you. Here, we got three folk back there who want to be baptized.
I didn't know that.
That's all right. But Brother Stan, you didn't baptize people like that? Well, you don't think I know these people? You know, my dear sister, let me tell these folks something about you. You come from Savannah, Georgia. It's been at least 4 or 5 months ago. I didn't even know you lived. You wrote me a little note, a little letter, and sent me a little offering. And on that envelope, you had an address on Old Augusta Highway. I thought, what in the world? Who is this? So I went down to look at the house. I walked around. There was nobody there. I looked around. I said, how'd that woman find this house? Well, for about 3 or 4 months, you didn't move. I hadn't heard from you for a while. I go by the house, didn't see nobody there. I thought, was I fed a pig in the poke? Then one day I got another letter, a little bit of offering in it. And they started to come. First night they walked and sat over there. And boy, when I walked them, they wanted to jump up and give me a hug around the neck and tell me how glad they were to see me. Isn't that right, remember? How did I treat you? Kind of cool, wasn't it? I sort of turned and walked away. Remember? Did you try to figure that out? Your brother remember that? You were sitting right over there. I looked at you, jumped up, you was going to give me a hug, and I just sort of backed away from you. You remember? You remember that, brother? You don't remember that?
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, he was, though, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! They were so excited to see me, I didn't act like I was glad to see them at all.
Amen.
But you know, sir, how could I walk back here and talk to you today?
What?
I walked right back here and I said something to you. That means I've been staying up on it, haven't I?
Hallelujah.
See my point? Now, these folks didn't know that. See? But I got a little letter some time ago. She says, we want to get baptized. So I prayed about it and I said, okay. So I said to him, next time you come, bring your clothes. So what did I do? What did I do? I walked back and I said, you bring your clothes? Wow! How dare you, folks. That's what baptism is, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to bury you.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Glory.
A bunch of simple folk. These folk don't know too much about theology. They just know that somehow Jesus touched them. They don't know too much about doctrine. But that little old sister back there says, man, come on, she heard me so bad. I lived in Savannah for years. I preached in Savannah, had a church in Savannah. Still got more of my sons in Savannah. Hello? Did you ever hear me preach when I was out? Where'd you live in Savannah? Where'd you live in Savannah? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Did I go up down 37th Street? Wow. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
Oh, what are you trying to tell us? I'm just trying to say how God does think.
Huh? Hallelujah.
W-E-A-S. I preached on W-E-A-S in Savannah for years and years and years. Went every morning to the radio station. Struggled every day to pay the bill. For foolish and unlearned questions, avoid.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that they do gender strife. I don't know, one question would cause more strife than how do you baptize? Do I have to speak in tongues? Do we have to live like this? Strife. Disputings and strivings among us. The servant of the Lord must not strive. but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient.
Amen.
And here's this question that Gino asked. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Now that's what he said, brother, I heard you talk about that several times. What does that, what do you mean by that, opposing themselves? Good question. It means somebody who is always debating, someone who is always disagreeing with.
Amen.
They really want to know the truth, but you tell it and they disagree with it.
Amen.
Or they debate with it. They're actually opposing himself from finding the truth. Actually getting in the way.
Hallelujah.
You hear? Instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. In other words, if I'm speaking the truth to you, which I am, stop going against it. Stop being contrary to it. You don't necessarily have to understand truth. All you got to do is believe this to be true. And when you start believing, then you'll get understanding. You start believing that this brother's a brother and that sister's a sister, then after a while you'll understand what God's doing in their life. This may act different to a circumstance than you will, but because I believe, I understand. I'm not going to hold her the same standard as hers. I'm not going to hold her the same standard as hers. Everybody else. We're going to hold to the standard the Lord knows. Then there is. Stop getting in the way of God dealing with you to bring you to perfection. You're opposing yourself. Well, if I can have you explain it to me, well, I just did. That still won't make you believe it, though. If you're so bent on what you believe that is, you're not going to believe what I'm telling you. Then you're going to oppose yourself. It ain't right of God to say, believe the prophet. First, I got to understand before I can believe him.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil.
Amen.
Who are taken captive by him at his will. He loves people to ask questions.
He sure does. Amen.
He loves it. I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Oh, I hear that so much. I got a question for you. And I say to him, why me? Is it because you're questioning me?
Hallelujah.
So you're actually questioning me by using your questions? Ever learning?
Hallelujah.
Now, second point I want to get on. You got the answer all right, Brother Gino? You think you understand it now? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Now, I've told you people many times that when I go on the air, I'm always concerned about my soul. How I can jeopardize my soul. He's like, no, look, take that question on or talk to you like that and watch what happens when I get out of here. How many of you folks disagree with the way I dealt this morning? Yeah, watch it.
Thank
watch
you,
how you find brothers among me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then you think because you even hold it to yourself that it doesn't have it. But you see, this is a spirit war.
Yes.
And these spirits get out there.
Yes.
They just get out there.
Yes.
And also I said, wow, where'd that come from?
Right.
How'd they get that in their mind? Now, I have the care of my own soul. It'd be a tragic thing for me. Maybe you don't care about me, but God cares about me. I was thinking the other night, I laid in my bed. I said, my God, this is something. I start to name in the last 20 years, Lumpkin, Bruner, Higby, Dowell, Meeker, Walker, Aliano. God, I can't even think of. There must be a 50 of them, maybe more. They were all better men than me as far as people liking them.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
And they're gone.
Bless you, Lord.
That doesn't seem to move you folk, huh? All these other gods that men brought out here, they're gone.
Amen.
It's coming out that there's only one God making a move. And he's going to be opposed by the false god, and that's his last move. Of course, we got to believe that. Does anybody know what I'm trying to do right now again? I'm trying to get you to show you how I not only deal with my soul being saved, my wife, my children, your children, yours. I do lay there and pray for you and your children. I saw your little daughter over there again at your house the other day, and boy, she's so successful. God, she's so successful. Now she's got other ones saying, boy, I wish I could be like Annie Carroll. Yeah, we like that one. We like that one. We have to, we pray for it.
Sure.
Or Marv or Doug's wife or,
sure.
Or Mary.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Or it just doesn't look like there's going to be any kind of change with them at all.
Praise God.
How about you? You know, Job said, I need a change.
Hallelujah.
Well, I can't seem to change it.
Hallelujah.
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to stay here.
Hallelujah.
Until my change comes.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I need a change. This ain't got to change. Now, not only do I have to be concerned about the soul of my soul. You hear me concerned about Matthew's.
Yes.
It's been weeks now. All I can picture the last time I talked with him was that she was in bad shape. The woman, she couldn't even walk. She was so fat. I don't know if you can picture this or not. I've seen some pictures. She's so fat. Her legs are so bad that she can't even move back and forth like that. Her stomach hangs down to her knees. On top of that, her husband had a very high serum. And over there in England, you got to go to the hospital. Why won't... Come on, you fellas. Why don't you Canadians, come on, stop playing gay with me. That's compulsory, boy. Socialized medicine. Period. That's what they're trying to do here in America. That's how God blessed us with Brother Rick. Because that man, not one time did they challenge us why we didn't call 9/11 on. God was really with us on that one. Or Brother Cakes. And these little children get sick. And we tough it out with them. You don't get it, do you? That midwife was ready to call 9/11 if she had to. She lets you know that, too. Yes, she did. If complications come, she was not going to be responsible. They'd come right in there and you're going to say, we don't want you. That would have made a bit of difference. That's why you need to cry and sigh for God to pray that they leave us alone. Just leave us alone. We'll do everything we can within right to abide by the laws, but we have to obey God Amen. Rather than man, and it's Amen. Coming to that.
Yes, Lord.
Let me just show you something. There's so many things taking place in America alone, not counting the other part of the world, that our minds can't fathom this. See, it just seems so unreal. Bottled water purchase leads to a night in jail for a West Virginia student. Did you hear that? If you just be quiet, sir, I'll get to the story. I'm just trying to get the point across. When a half dozen men and women in street clothes close in on the University of Virginia student Elizabeth Day, 20 years old, and her two roommates, they panicked. That led to daily spending a night and an afternoon in the regional jail. Her initial offense, walking to her car with bottled water, cookie dough, and ice cream just purchased from the Harris Teeter Shopping Center for a benefit fundraiser. Don't you people ever get disgusted with yourself that you are so slow to get the picture? The girl is walking out of the store with bottled water, donuts, dough, and all of a sudden she's accosted by six or seven plain clothes undercover agents. A group of state alcoholic beverage control agents clad in plain clothes approached her, suspecting that the blue carton of recruit sparkling water to be a 12-pack of beer. Police say one of the agents jumped on the hood of her car. She says, one Jewish gun. We were unsure who they were. We had no idea who they were. We tried to flee the darkening parking lot because we couldn't see. They were showing undefinable badges. We couldn't even see it after they approached us. So we became frightened that they were not in anything close in a uniform. I couldn't put my window down unless I started my car to talk to them. And when I started my car, they began yelling, "Don't move the car! Don't start the car!" They began trying to break the windows. Mind you now, on a suspected she's carrying beer. 12, six of them, armed, in a darkened parking lot. My roommates and I were terrified. The Attorney General, reading their account, said it was factually consistent. What they're saying is the truth. He went on to say, I never had a situation like that before in all my years of prosecuting. Prosecutors say she apologized profusely when she realized who the agents were. But that wasn't good enough for those guys who charged her with three felonies. Prosecutors withdrew their charges Thursday, but Daly still can't understand why she had to sit in jail overnight. I'm telling you, friends, that's the way this world is becoming. You're not going to be safe anywhere. And our law enforcement men are being grilled to move quick because of the actual forms of protest. They'll blow you away. If those girls would have maybe reached back like they were going to, like one of them did. One of them jumped over the sink to try to get away from them guys, and they charged him with assault. Assaulting the police officer. Go ahead and sit there again, you. Go ahead, you fools. You think I'm just running my mouth? You better get a hold of God and ask God to be our protector, because we're not going to stand this hour. And that's what I keep telling you. You hear? Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you.
Hallelujah.
Which you have received.
Hallelujah.
And wherein you do stand.
Hallelujah.
The gospel that I preached unto you is not the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get anybody saved.
Amen.
I still remember when God told me that in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Another time he reminded me. He said, from now on you go no longer into the highways and the hedges, the highways and byways. Stop it!
Yes,
I'm quoting the book to you.
Yes,
that he quickened to me at a proper time.
Hallelujah.
You stop preaching on street corners. You stop having revivals.
Yes, Lord.
You stop trying to get people saved.
Yes, Lord.
Go no longer to the highways and hedges and byways, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who I'm sent to. Son of man, you are sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm not talking about the natural Israel. I'm talking about the ones who are Israel, but they're lost. They don't know they're Israel. They need to be told you are Israel, because all Israel is going to be saved. Articles about somebody being the last Gentile prophet. Well, there's never been a Gentile prophet. See, if you make these assumptions because it pleases people.
Hallelujah.
There are no Jew or Gentile in Christ. When I go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, that's comprised of people who naturally are Jews and Gentiles, black and white, rich and poor.
Ah, yes.
Oh, come on, folks.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He picked me up. He carried me out into a valley full of dry bones. The valley of decision. We got to decide who those bones are.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's the one we zero in on.
Glory.
That's the one you reach out to.
Yes,
that's the one you speak at.
Yes.
That's the one you reprove and rebuke. Yes. Dry bones.
Yes.
Hey, dry bones! Dry bones! Hear, O Israel!
Yes.
The Lord our God is one Lord.
Yes.
One God, one Lord.
Yes.
The gospel that I preach unto you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Boy, this
hallelujah.
Is something.
Hallelujah.
He's actually telling us that you have to believe this gospel in order to be saved too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can't believe on the beginning of Christ and not believe on the ending.
Hallelujah.
How many times have I said that? How many times have I actually said that statement? I did it yesterday again. Jesus said, I am the beginning.
Yes.
Now, most of us, we're way past the beginning.
Amen.
In the beginning, God. What did God in your beginning, when time started to count down for you, what happened in that time? For Christ came to you.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning, God.
Hallelujah.
Show me where you brought me from.
Lord.
You're not back there anymore. The author of your faith.
No.
You're at the finishing of
it.
The end of the life is
coming.
Lord.
By which also you are saved if. Boy, every time I read this thing, I say, God, this is something what you do to us. Huh? By which also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain.
Hallelujah.
You understand what brought you here? The gospel of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
The coming of Christ. There'd be no other reason to give up what you gave up. There'd be no other cause.
Hallelujah.
You understand that?
Glory.
I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins. According to your scripture, so we're an elected people. Well, we're not just anybody. We're not just everybody. We are somebody. Somebody touched him and he touched us.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm reading from the book of Corinthians, and you can go back and you want to mark it down, 1 Corinthians. This is where I find the scripture where Paul talked about the 500. This is where Paul goes on down and says something like this. By the grace of God I am what I am. And this grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me.
Grace.
Do I offend you when I tell you I labor more than most of you?
All grace.
For all of you?
Thank you, Father.
Does that offend you?
No.
Therefore, whether were I or they, so we preach. And so you believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, and he is.
He is.
He's alive.
Yes.
And I've used this scripture many times. If there be no resurrection,
hallelujah.
Interposed. If there be no coming of Jesus Christ,
yes.
If that's all a fake,
hallelujah.
If it's just a figment of our imagination,
hallelujah.
If it's just a theory,
yes.
And unproven, because that's what theories are.
Yes, God.
A theory is not a proven fact.
Amen. Oh, God.
You may use the theory to prove the fact.
Hallelujah.
But a lot of times when you stick with your theory long enough, it proves that your fact ain't right.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Matter of fact.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
If Christ be not risen, if Christ is not coming again, then I'm preaching in vain.
Amen.
And your faith.
Yes.
The faith that you come this far.
Hallelujah!
And you're listening out there, like the little servant of God, some of them people out there, boy, it's amazing how they hear.
Yes, Lord.
A little bit of here, a little static, but they hear.
Thank you, God.
And they called you today from that fellow out there in the Midwest.
Thank you, Lord.
You listen, near Walter Kruger.
Thank you, God.
You didn't hear the call. I pray those calls purposely, you know. Because
yes.
I know it's going to infuriate a lot of people. It's going to make them mad.
Amen.
You get mad. Yet a man says, I'm out in the field working. I had God tell me to call you.
Yes.
I thought, well, what should I call him? God just said, call him. That's all. That's all God said, call on me. Well, why should I call on him? Just call. God puts a lot of strength in calls. He called you. You see, you're calling, brother. He called you. Did he call loud enough so you heard him? No? And you see, you're calling. It wasn't because you were mighty, because you were wealthy, because you had a lot of achievements. He just called you because you took the weak things of the world and confounded the mighty.
Hallelujah.
If Christ is not coming, our preaching is vain.
Oh, yeah.
Your faith also is vain.
Amen.
Yea, we are going to be found to be false witnesses of God. because we have testified of God,
Lord,
that Christ is coming again.
Yes.
The one he raised from the dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It so be that the dead don't raise.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, God.
For if the dead rise not,
ooh, Jesus,
then Christ isn't coming.
Hello. Jesus.
Peter. The other one's Paul, huh?
Okay.
Peter. Brother Stair. Another apostle.
Right.
Peter. Oh, I put my name in there. Because Peter and Paul were sons of men.
Yeah.
They each had a specific responsibility. Peter to the Jew, Paul to the Gentile.
Yeah.
Then they both had to come together and show that there was no difference between Jew or Gentile.
Amen.
So God used them both.
That's right.
To bring them to the oneness of God. Sons of men. In fact, when Paul went up to Jerusalem, he primarily went up to see Peter.
Jesus.
And when the thing was finally settled, it was Peter that stood up. It was Peter. He said, come on, you guys. No?
Yes, sir.
Would you like me to quote for you again? And when there was much disputing among them, Peter stood up. And when he stood up, everybody else shut up.
Glory, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
How did you run over that little piece of roof? All of a sudden, Brother Stair stood up.
Amen.
And that took care of your opinion and Tom's opinion and Stan's opinion, and they do like I tell you. That settled it. Because you were all getting upset with each other. Yeah, you were. Yeah, they probably get upset with each other. Mm-hmm. It gets worrisome, doesn't it?
Amen.
Come on, it gets worrisome. Oh, I want to do it, but one says do it this way, one says do it that way, one says do it this way, and... Well, by the way, that tank was really nice. Is it filled with fuel yet? Oh, boy. Nice to see that thing run. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus. Strangers? Strangers from the commonwealth of... See, Peter now is going to the Gentile. They were strangers. They were not of the household of Israel. So now to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia. Hey, I did pretty good with that word, did I? Did I get it right? Cappadocia. How do you like that? I'm improving. Cappadocia. Asia. Boy, do you people realize that that's what we're doing today? I got on the phone and I couldn't get through to Walter. See, I told you the other day what happened all of a sudden. Should I do that, Lord, or shouldn't I? Last time I did it, I got a bunch of folk jumping out of the woodwork wanting to put their hand in a pie. Last month, y'all listen to me.
Hallelujah.
Over $200,000 was sent last month. Well, some of you folk would never earn $200,000 your whole life. But somehow, for some reason, that doesn't impress people. I just said, oh, okay, now we get some. I told you this all along. If I took a paycheck and all the brothers here got paid, we could stay on the radio. We would have enough money. But because we all don't take a paycheck, whatever we have, we give it, we not only have enough to stay on the radio, but we have an abundant life that you couldn't pay for if you had a paycheck. My God, what we have around here, how's it? I took this one because I would look for this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Who hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the power of the soul return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who are kept by the word of God through faith of this salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein? This last time.
Hallelujah.
Wherein? This last time.
Amen.
You greatly rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness.
Hallelujah.
Through the manifold temptations to turn away from God,
hallelujah,
to give up on Christ, to throw out, cast away your countenance.
Yes.
The trial of your faith,
hallelujah,
being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though be tried with fire,
amen,
might be found unto praise,
yes,
and honor,
hallelujah,
and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Stubborn, God.
Hallelujah.
Stone faced.
You,
in spite of me, is it gonna get, is it gonna work, folk?
Hallelujah.
Is it gonna work? You despise her. You're wondering if you're gonna perish.
Hallelujah.
This next verse really stopped me. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him, not yet believe. You rejoice. With joy unspeakable, full of glory. For what purpose? To receive the end of your faith. The salvation of your soul. Salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. My God, do you hear that?
Yes.
The prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you? What grace? That grace. It will do. It will do.
Yes, Lord.
It might be
over.
Right. Oh, teaching. That's right. And I'm going to become teachable. Lead me and guide me along. Lord. John, if you look. I write unto you, little children.
Hallelujah.
Because your sins are forgiven. Wow.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I talk to you, brother. Because your sins are forgiven. Get this cross, you people.
Thank Jesus.
I watched you the other day go through a little old iniquitous thing.
Bless
you. So I write on to you, brother. Talk to you. Your sins are forgiven.
Yes, Lord.
Your sins are forgiven, Anna. What's it? Anna.
Glory. Bless you.
You're welcome, child. Well, I speak unto you, daughter. Your sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah!
More rejoicing in heaven.
Glory! Glory! Glory!
You got to stop me from hurting. I write unto you, little children.
Hallelujah!
Why do I write unto you, little children? Because your sins are forgiven. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one.
Hallelujah.
I write unto you, little children,
glory,
because you have known the Father.
Glory.
I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
Jesus.
In your beginning, you didn't know him from the beginning?
Jesus.
Where did he find you in the beginning? In, what's wrong with you people? Why are you so slow to answer? Where did he find you? In sin. And what did he inform you when he found you? You're a sinner. I think we have it on tape.
Hallelujah.
What did God do with your sins?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And as I was preaching like this, I got so infuriated. The people said, so, God, let them go out there and sin. Just let them sin. Because they don't really appreciate what you've done with their sins. You can go to hell, Satan. I'm not backing down on God's grace that saves you and me. There is no other hope, you know. There's no other sacrifice for your sin. None at all. You don't believe in the sacrifice of Christ on the cross that came to take away your sins, and you ain't going to be saved. And that's a manifestation of God's grace for the away, the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, and what is the will of God? That you believe on him whom he sent. And that very God will sanctify you whole, so that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of Lord. And by a prophet, God brought them out of Egypt in a dilemma. And by a prophet, they preserved them with the word of God that was done to just see this prophet, which is able to save your soul. Make a theologian jump.
Hallelujah.
Little children. It's the last time.
Yes.
And as you've heard that Antichrist shall come, shall come. Even now?
Yes, Lord.
There are many Antichrists whereby this is how we know it's the last time. How many seducing spirits come your way last week? How many come right in here trying to pull you away? Till you want to ask an unlearned question.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. I've not written unto you because you know not the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But because you know it. And there's no lie in the truth.
Amen.
Your sins are forgiven. That's the truth. There's no lie in that. Not at all. My hope.
Yeah.
Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ.
Amen.
He's Antichrist.
Yes.
That denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father.
Yes.
But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
True.
One of the things I got Daniel here, I got, but one of the things that caught my attention in reading these scriptures, especially here's one that's really shocking, because we don't put this in its right,
hallelujah,
in its right place. We got the point, we don't apply scriptures to us. We always apply them to somebody else.
Oh, yes.
So we're talking about the things that are conditioned in the world. I tell it to you, the condition of the world today is very simple. It's the church, the light of the world, has gone out.
Amen.
Or it's very dim. How's your light?
Oh, yeah.
Is your witness going out?
My Lord.
I don't know how many times I've quoted that thing over the years. What a statement Jesus says to the church. You are the light of the world.
Amen.
You.
Yes.
So how in the world are we getting such darkness? Darkness should come to the earth? And gross darkness to people? Because they tainted the light and snuffed it out, and that light has now become darkness.
Yeah.
And behold, so don't get upset with the light bearer. I'm not the light. But I bear witness in the light as
hallelujah.
The proud truth of this hour is now being preached. I marvel at that. When I quote the scripture, the gospel of the kingdom being preached into all the world to every nature, and they look at me, people say, "Brother, say, we quote that to people." They just look at me again. I said, "I know. I see that look all the time."
Hallelujah.
Would you like to try one more time? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world. Into all the world. That has never been done by a collected church. Don't tell me that God's going to do that with a bunch of little people all over the world.
My Lord.
And do that by one voice. And those people will hear it. For 2,000 years, we traveled all over. I remember how God even told me years ago. And I tell these brothers now, because I get calls every day. We had come to Kenya. How about coming to Nigeria? We'll get you a great big crowd of people. Come to India. Stop it, people! And I, financially, I could actually do it. I could literally do it now. When I went other times, I didn't have the money. Had to go by faith. Huh? I remember God telling me, you don't have to do that no more. You don't need to go to any of these countries as a man. You send my message to them. I got people there. And if these guys would just listen to me, I'd help them. But see what they do? They'll call you. Well, we want to feed the hungry. We want to clothe the naked. We need money, please. I say, no, no, you don't need money to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. You need faith. Money won't last long. It won't stay long. It won't work long. You need faith. My God, you need faith. God has got in Africa. He's got in Kenya. He's got in China. He's got in Asia. He's got in Japan. Believe it or not, he's still got in America. Whether we like it or not. And God has got in the always will. Like Mr. Obama spending over $2 million to go to Africa.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I can't believe you folks sit there and look and say, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with it? He don't have to go anywhere. He can stand in the Oval Office and they can project him any part of the world. He can be on telephone talk to any world leader anytime he's ready to. He don't need to make a trip like that. No, what's that going to do?
Glory to God.
Some of you guys went on missionary journeys. How'd it work out?
Bless you, Jesus.
I went to countries to feed the poor. I never forget the time I went to Jamaica to feed them.
Hallelujah.
Fought all the way to get the food in. Not all the shit again. Really, right there? Really? Got me several $1,000 worth of food down in Florida. Went to a plane and ship it over. You are so hard to talk to. Your minds are so dense, it's unbelievable. That just simple statement, and they sit there sort of wrestling, just wrestling. I actually went to the airport, talked to the man, we were going to take a ride to Kingston. The man said to me, Mr. Sterry says, who's going to receive this food on the other end?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I said, why is that? Well, he says, if somebody's going to receive it, it'll never get out of customs. Of course.
Hallelujah.
I said, okay. I jumped on a plane, I went over. You did all those things back there. Me. I went into customs that day, knowing the plane had landed, and there was thousands of Jamaicans waiting for food and stuff to be sent from mamas like mama over here who sent stuff back home. You never send nothing? You never send anything back to Jamaica? All the time.
Hallelujah.
And there was a bunch of them standing there, and they weren't even paying them any attention. I've been here for 2 hours. They won't tell me. Supposed to have it out there. All kind of complaints. One old Jamaican said, hey, man, you going to get your food? I said, yeah, I hope so. He said, I've been here since last night. They won't even tell me it's here yet. I know it's here. So I just stepped up and walked to the front. I said, hey, you. Oh, y'all, medicine, huh? Yeah, come. See? Had the white skin. And I said, come, what you want? I said, I got a load of food back there. Yeah, come. I think I know where it's at. They got you right back.
Right.
There's your food. He says, I just got to pass it through here. I said, well, okay. Ah, he said, look at you. My wife would like that. Ooh, I think I'll take it from you. He started taking stuff off that food pile. He said, don't you mess with here. You won't get nervous out here. I finally got it outside. Got a bunch of guys that rode to the car. Pull up the trunk and start to push stuff in the car, and the guy was running the dolly. He starts, oh, my wife would like that. And Sister Stair was standing and said, what are you doing? She starts to, you know, object to it. And one old Jamaican standing said, you better shut up. He said, because you should make too much money, you won't get none of it. Yeah, the corruption. Yeah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And the only thing that spared me was, as an American citizen, when I finally went through the plate, let me see you. How much money you got? It ain't none of your business. Oh, yeah. We got to know what kind of money you come in with.
Hallelujah.
I said, well, I'm not going to tell it to you. None of your business. And he got pretty hefty at me. I said, you're not getting my money. About that time, he walked up. Some kind of upper. Hey, Mom, what's the matter? But the man don't want to tell us how much money he got. I said, I'm not going to tell you. None of your business how much money I got. Well, we don't know what you spent. I said, none of your business. I'm here to help the people. American, huh? Go ahead. He let me get through. Then they were waiting on me when I came out. When I came out, they called me again and said, declare what you did with the money. Put out your wallet. Let us see what you got. I said, I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business. Now, I got away with it only because I was an American. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got away with it. And I'm getting away with a lot of things today only because I'm a child of God. Otherwise, we wouldn't get away. You people understand that?
Yes.
Huh? The corruption, the crookedness. And even in those places, I met pretty good. I tried to help the people there. I said, look, I can't be coming back and forth. It cost $400 or $500 to make a trip, and I could send you the money and you could buy food. And I tried to help the Jamaicans to get food, and you couldn't help them. You couldn't do it. That greed, that covetousness. I watched them. We try to give out food, and they fight each other. Fight! They finally backed away, and I said to their pastor, I said, look, just call it your family in one at a time, and we'll just give them food. Because we try to do an opening like this. Brother against brother.
Hallelujah.
Man is wicked.
Yes, Lord.
Everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
In every culture.
Amen.
And more wicked in this one. Because we got all of them combined.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Now, let me see. What is it, 12 o'clock? Is that right? All right. And I'll just have to let the other go. I'll read it, then I'll let it go. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones towards the four winds of heaven. Now, it's virtually impossible to deal to humanity to explain this. For instance, this is the story that God gave to me when the first thunder was roared. That magnified when we went back to Iraq the second time. Now, see, I said that, and I looked right at your faces, and I can say, is that right, Brother Skip? And I can go back and tell you how I got the thunder, all three of them. And all three of them have come to pass just like I said. Wow. Get out! You unbelievers! Get out of my sight! You reprobates who want to keep debating with me! You want to play the part of the Antichrist and stand up and come on, get above this thing! Show yourself, Satan! So. And you did it.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. You're not going to do to me what they did to Brother Brennan.
Amen.
I read something the other day about him. When he got out of the ministry that God gave him and started to do his teaching ministry, that's where I told you that's where he started to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Gordon Lindsay said to him, Brennan, that's not what God raised you up for.
Hello.
You see with what God put you there for. And you stop trying to teach the people. You're a living example. God's teaching them. And Brother Brenham insisted on teaching. And then started getting himself involved in just like this. This is a very complicated situation here. You just can't teach this. This got to come by revelation. Revelation alone. You can't theorize with this. Just the other day, I began to tell you what a theory was.
Amen.
A theory is something, this is the way it could have happened, or this is the way it might have happened. There's never been a theory proof. Never. Remember how they, just the other day, there was a big discussion about the group that still believes the earth is flat. There's several hundred thousand people on this earth, intellectuals. Who still believe the earth is flat? It's amazing what people believe, isn't it? And look at your faces. Some of you don't even believe when I said that. You won't believe it. Yeah. Just the other day, there's a great big convention of the earth is flat people. And boy, they can. You want to rationalize? Come on. You want to debate with them? They're ready for you. I remember the first time I heard about that, I said, how in the world could you, if you believe the Bible, it's very simple. He that sits on the
circle
of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I'm going to read this and then worship. We're going to close because I don't think I can give it justice. But I told you about the ego. I told you he would wax great. At this point in time, the little horn that's talked about here could be Obama. But at this point in time, we still do not know. We can only theorize. He's doing a lot of things. Magnify himself. Even to the Prince of the Host. Or I'm Christ. Or I'm God. Or I'm the Messiah. That's magnifying yourself. Even equal to the Host. To Christ. First he'll try to become equal with them. Then he'll try to get above them.
Yes, sir.
here's the verse I want to use. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
All right.
You know what I was telling you the other morning in the last 45 days? Once we go through the tribulation period, then the church, still alive, will be cleansed. And Satan will have nothing on.
Hallelujah.
Nothing against it. That will be the church, the triumphant church, the bride of Christ. And Satan will have, he will have nothing on. He won't be able to prevail. Their faith will be strong. Their life will be perfect because it's in Christ. But we've got to go through that period of time.
Yes, yes.
To cleanse the sanctuary.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now there's a problem. But it's not a problem. When is that time? Is it here? It's the last time. We know it's here. But it's got to be precise. And that's why I depend upon Revelation. Now, I've been trying to figure out, because I see all you folks trying to figure it out. How do you get Revelation? I mean, how do you get, you know?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I know I got him. Besides. All at once, pow! I ain't gonna let nobody take it away from me. On the sign. Huh? I didn't say I was Elijah, I said I'm the sign. Now, if it ever comes to where I fulfill that role, and that's a change. There has to be some changes in us. As we go on to perfection, we go from faith to faith. We're in that progress. We're in that perfecting stage. It Amen. Takes faith to go each step.
Amen.
Boy, I'll tell you what. God gave me more faith to believe in my sins forgiven now than he did when I first believed. But back there, I didn't know how big a sinner I was. It didn't take too much faith to sufficient faith, though. But oh, boy, how he's added to that. And increase that. Yes. Increase my faith. Yes, sir. Like I said before, a bunch of folks say, I have no sin. Why? Because I confess that I have sinned. You see, if people could only grasp this, I'd like to know why we don't want to. That's what troubles me. Every one of you has sinned and come short of gospel. Why don't you want to receive that truth? What are you going to gain by holding back? And how dare you claim that God has forgiven you of your sin and not the other person?
Amen.
How dare you?
Amen.
How dare you do that?
Yes, Lord.
Just who do you think you are?
Amen.
You that replies against God and say no, when God said yes.
Yes.
Where are you, you rebellious little God?
Amen. Why?
Get him up on the cross and crucify him. That old little God.
Hallelujah.
Save yourself from this untoward generation.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, I'll try to tell you again. We have a 3.5-year period that we don't know at this point in time where we are in reference to that 3.5-year period. We have a little idea. There's a lot of things taking place, but it has not been an event. To reveal us exactly. You talk about the abomination of desolation, and I can tell you, to many Christians, it's already been committed. But we're talking about a specific one. We're not just talking about a general one. You're going to tell me that Mr. Obama and these church leaders and these faggots out here marrying each other, you don't call it an abomination? What an abominable thing. God actually calls this homosexual thing an abominable thing. And most people say that little woman that got abused, that N-word, as they call it. They said she lost $12.5 million. And I watch the way people do that. Just to watch them. She just offended somebody that wasn't a black man. She was not offending a black man. She was offending somebody that wanted her money. And they got easily offended.
Hallelujah.
When you want money from me, you get offended, don't you? If I don't let you have what you want, then you get easily offended, right? How many times I say to you, if I said no and you asked for something, you wouldn't get offended, would you? Would you? Would you? Up. Search me. And so to get easily offended, then what? Then you're not made perfect in love. Then what? You're not walking in the truth. Then what? Then you repent and say, God, you're right. Save me lest I perish.
Hallelujah.
Everyone that goes through that tribulation period of 3.5 years is going to be shut in. You're going to be put into a fiery furnace. And the only ones to be left walking around are the ones that are put in. There would just be a different manifestation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not avoid the fiery furnace. But it was in the fiery furnace for the manifestations.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why you people sit there and look at me like that. I wonder, what do you people read when you read it? Didn't I cast 3 in there? But I see 4. And then he forgot about the other 3, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, but that fourth one.
Yes.
See which one?
Hallelujah.
I know I got 3 in there, but I see 4. Forget about the 3.
Yeah.
Look what I see.
Yeah.
And that fourth one.
Yes, Lord.
Light it all to the Son of God. And the whole race is going together for her to see that fourth one. I remember Oral Roberts preaching on the fourth man.
Oh, yes.
And they talked about how the children of Israel came out of it with not even a smell of smoke.
Oh, right.
On the
coat. God.
No, nothing to remind them of their old former life.
My Lord.
It was all consumed.
Oh,
came out of that fiery furnace pure, clean. The one that the Bible tells us,
yes,
counter all joy.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You long to be pure, clean,
yes,
and holy.
Yes.
You're attaining it by faith now.
Amen.
Yes.
Run on.
Yes.
So it's finished.
Amen. Yes.
May the Lord bless you.
Bless you. Amen.
God help me. I'll try to deal with this a little bit more, but boy, all through the night. See, I know we're right there, and it troubles me that I can't come out and say, hey, folk, here's where we are. There's how much more time we got. But even that would be devastating. I even think about that. Just suppose I did. Just look at you people. Just look at your faces and watch me. And what do you think I would tell you? I didn't care. We got another week to go here. How do you like that one? Huh? How many of you pretty well snow job last week? And it's even going to be more intense this week. The trial of your faith, you are going to be tried.
Amen.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Some of you better get a little wording of Job. Now, Job said this, when I am tried. You got to get a song out of that, boy. Now, Job said, when I am tried. Hey, he ought to get a little tune on that one. Hallelujah. And Job said, when I am tried, tried I will be. Is God trying my faith? You don't think so? I'm the sign? I'm the one that God's going to give the revelation to? And look around and where's it at? Sure would like it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I did with the radio broadcast last week, because I just as soon as I saw what happened in the mail, I said, my God, I can't keep it. I can't hold this money. I got to get it out of my hand. Because it's going to shut down one of these days. It is going to do it. It is going to do it. And that's why you hear me zeroing in on that 1 hour. There's a lot of things going to happen in that 1 hour. And I believe that will be the hour that will reveal to us how much more time we have. That's why you hear me talk about it. And in 1 hour? And if you could just look around and see what's going on. I was, for instance, this morning I saw an account where Jordan now. We get lied to. I don't know if there's one smidgen of truth in any of our news reports. See, even the way they present that story to them young girls, it makes you think that the young girls are really criminals. Put the girl in jail overnight. A 20-year-old girl scared to death because this guy thought she was carrying beer. Trying to beat up, break the windows of her car. This is what goes over our mentality of our world.
It's outrageous.
There's so many stories if you try to talk to the people because they can't comprehend it. See? Our minds are so confused with having you. I hate to be today. I hope when I do say it, how much more time we have. Because when we find out how much more time we have, you know what we're going to have to do with it? Go through it. And the time will get harder and harder.
Oh, yeah.
Tighter and tighter. And do you want to go through with each other here like this? Where we are? Are we going to straighten our brothers and sisters? Are we going to get converted?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Or we're going to keep on loving our own selves.
Oh, God.
It can't go much longer. One or the other must take place. Either Christ sets us up to let us know he's coming with a profoundness of revelation to us. Because we're kept by the revelation of God, the word of God, the promise of God. And he promised to send Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand?
Glory to God.
Eternal God and Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord.
There's that prayer that comes to my mind many times. Strengthen with might by your Spirit,
yes, Lord.
In the inner man.
Lord,
and though the outward man perish day by day, and perish he will.
Amen.
The inner man. The soul of man.
Yes, Lord.
Be strengthened with the might of God.
Hallelujah.
By your mighty promises.
Yes, sir.
We pray you will bless the saints here.
Yes,
and around the world. I heard them cries come in again this morning, and boy, some of them are so, like that sister wrote yesterday too, that was a sad letter. Intensified pain, talking about the kind of pain that been going through my head. Told me how she'd been operated on, they cut the nerve, tried everything. She said now it's more worse than ever. Constant, she had it, constant Wow. I don't know. God help that sister.
Yes, Lord.
But I know about them pains.
Oh, God.
And that sister out in Kansas, that little Filipino.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, it's stress and strain. But they're just, huh? A similitude of the masses of your people.
Yes, Lord.
That are striving with Satan.
Oh, yes, sir.
For their soul.
Amen.
He's attacked in their minds.
Yes.
Everybody, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Set your people free.
Father.
So that we can worship you.
Amen.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Bless the folks you're going to be baptized. Shouldn't take too long. Help them to realize the seriousness of it. The soberness of it. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Lord bless you. We'll take care of the baptism, I'm sure. Just as soon as we can.
Hallelujah. Little more condo, she come about. Little more condo, balasi.